Episode 3062, Just Tell the Truth.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day. Yes, it is Wellness Wednesday. And what have you had to eat so far today? What have you been drinking? Are you getting enough hydration? Well, come on. Today, just tell the truth. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Speaking of community, if you want to come on over to our free community, yes, you heard me correctly, head on over to createyournow.mn.co. And you can see that in the show notes if you didn't get it. So take a deep breath. You know, a healthy lifestyle is much more than quick diets, supplements, and exercise. Most of the time, the rut is our guide, and we just go with it. Today, it stops. Just tell the truth. Whether it's losing weight, gaining muscle, or living healthier, we often find ourselves searching for easy solutions that promise to help us reach our objectives quickly and with minimal effort. Unfortunately, though, the truth is that there are no shortcuts to a healthy lifestyle. You just can't do it all on your own, just like poof, there it is. The only way to truly achieving your goals and becoming your best selfie is to just tell the truth about where you are and why you struggle. Can you relate? You know, it's interesting. The journey to becoming healthy is not an easy one. You know this. I'm sure you've had struggles. Maybe not the same as me. You know, you don't have to worry about root beer floats, but I really do. It requires discipline, doesn't it? Hard work and a willingness to confront the uncomfortable truth about ourselves. We often tell ourselves stories and make excuses to avoid the pain of facing our own shortcomings. We may justify our unhealthy habits by telling ourselves that we're too busy, we're tired, or that we simply don't have what it takes to change. It costs too much money. It costs too much time. I just can't do it. It's not the right time for me. But the reality is that the only way to break free from our unhealthy patterns is to just tell the truth about why we're struggling. We have to be honest with ourselves about the obstacles that are standing in our way and the negative behaviors that are hindering our progress. It may not be fun to admit that we're addicted to junk food. Are we? I'm sure we have been at some point. That we skip workouts, guilty as charged, or that we don't get enough sleep, really guilty as charged for me. But until we confront these truths, we can't make meaningful changes. So you got to just tell the truth. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Just tell the truth. And I know it sounds so easy, but come on, I want you to listen to me as a mom for just a moment. What do you tell your kids? Sweetheart, if you just tell the truth, it'll set you free. It's all right. I'm not going to get mad at you. Well, quietly and secretly, we get mad at them, right? But that's between you and me. That's because we want what's best for our kiddos. But why shouldn't you want what's best for you? Just tell the truth. It's going to be much easier for you to handle what's before you if you're honest with yourself. And when I say honest, I'm not talking about sugarcoating anything. Seriously, I want you to be raw and real. And that may mean you may have tears that are just shed. You may be like laughing, crying all at the same time. And you may be thinking, what am I doing? But I want you to get real. And if you can't get real with your own reflection, having that quiet talk with yourself, then I want you to find somebody to get real with. You need to have a truth teller in your life. Someone who will love you through the good, bad, and ugly. That will accept what you say, but then guess what? Just brushes it off. There's no harm, no foul. It's just, hey, if I got to blow off steam, I'm blowing off steam. It's all right. If I need to tell you the hard knock truth, I'm going to tell it to you. Why? Because I need to hear it. There's something about saying it out loud. Right? Just like when we write things down, there's something about writing it down, not typing it in on a computer. We are losing our connection to our own self. Seriously. I truly believe that because we are caught up in technology. It's a great river that flows, but it's detrimental to our health and our well-being. So just tell the truth. So I want to break some things down for you that just, I really want you to think totally weird. And I mean that, like, you're gonna be like, what, Christiane? You may even learn a new word or two, because I want you to live the best life you can live, right? Your best selfie. I want you to become who God is creating you to be, right? That's where it comes to create your now. But in order to do that, you just have to tell the truth. So what does it look like in real life? Number one, track your habits. Now, I'm sure you've got a calendar that tracks your schedule, but I want you to start by tracking your habits for a week or two. Seriously, write down everything you eat, drink, everything that you do each day, from brushing your teeth to combing your hair to taking a shower or not taking a shower. Are you really going to take a walk? Did you take a walk? Right? We talk a lot that we're going to take a walk, but does it really happen? Man, we've got to see what we're doing in our everyday. This will give you a clear picture of your patterns, and it'll help you identify areas where you need to make changes. The key here about tracking your habits is not how bad they are. It's about your patterns. Because when you start first looking at the action that you're taking, then I want you to move to the feeling that you're taking. And then I want you to move to the result of all of that together. When you begin to track that, your eyes will be open. You'll be like, okay, I'm all in. I'm ready to change. This is ridiculous because it's all there in front of you. You can't deny what you see. But the problem is we deny what we see because in reality, we don't really see because we don't take time to do it. We put on our calendars, oh, I'm going to work out. And then we come up with an excuse to nullify that time. We do. Come on. Give me an amen. It happens every single day. So I want you to track your habits. Number two, identify your pain points. Take a close look at your tracking data, right? Your habits, what you're doing, and identify your pain points. What habits are holding you back from achieving your goals? Now, this is where you're looking at your patterns. What unhealthy behaviors do you need to address? Now, for some of us, it might be root beer floats at 11:30 at night. Okay, that was me way back when. But seriously, that was my coping mechanism, one of them. Why? Because it wasn't about the root beer float, honestly. Yeah, I love them. They taste great, especially with homemade vanilla ice cream, Bluebell only. Oh, yes. Oh, delicious. I mean, I could taste it now and I could see the, oh, yeah, okay, we won't go down there because I will go make myself one after chatting with you. But it may not be that root beer float for you. You know, for me, it was just that, okay, it was my downtime. It was a break. No one was awake. My husband was asleep. The kids were in bed. And I just wanted this. And that's what I got. Sitting in the living room, quietly, reading my book, or listening to something online, or watching something on TV. Yes, the old-fashioned way, not streaming anything. This was way back when. Streaming wasn't a big deal back then. And just allowing myself to be. It was my 7.5 minutes of quiet. Because the rest of my life was nothing but busy, busy, busy chaos. It was beautiful blessings, but it was chaos. So what unhealthy behaviors do you need to address? Be honest with yourself about what needs to change. And when you insert those pain points, right? We talk about the actions. We talk about the feelings to that. And then we talk about the results of all of that added. Well, when you insert pain points into that equation, whoa, now we're getting to some nitty gritty. Now we're getting to understand, well, why am I doing what I'm doing? You're digging deeper. And when you dig deeper, that's when you're just telling the truth. It's a beautiful thing. It's hard, but it's a beautiful thing. Number three, I want you to create a list of benefits. Write down the benefits of achieving your goals. What do you get from doing this thing? How will your life be better when you're living a healthier lifestyle? Like for me, you know, we've got a grandbaby. He's two, gonna be three, not real soon, but close to it. You know what? He's getting faster. He's not getting slower. And if I don't watch it, he's gonna outrun his grandma. Oh, no, no, no. I want to be able to at least come close to chasing him. So when you create this list of benefits, it can serve as a reminder of why you're making changes, and it can help motivate you when you feel discouraged. I love writing these love notes to myself. I put them on sticky notes and place them in different places around the house, and sometimes I make them as a screenshot on my phone. And so when I open it, right, my open screen there, it says something. It's important for us to see the benefits in front of our face all the time. Maybe for you, you need a reward attached with that benefit. Then do it. You know, don't sit there and say, I've got 60 pounds to lose. Say, I'm going to drop 5 pounds in the next 2 weeks. And when I drop 5 pounds in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to reward myself with, say it, what is it? A new purse, new pair of shoes. Now, I'm not giving you permission to go out and become a shopaholic, okay? But I am giving yourself permission to say, guess what? With benefits can be rewards too. So create this list that's going to help you, that's going to motivate you. It's not just about the number on the scale or the size on the hanger, right? You've got to think about it 360 degrees. Number four. Now, this is one that you're probably like, this is strange. I know it is. Because you will have heard this word because of a movie. And you're going to be thinking, I don't want to be that blue thing. I don't want you to be that blue thing. So number four, create an avatar of your ideal self. Now, you're probably thinking, all right, Christiane, you're getting into AI. You're doing something weird. No, I'm not. I'm wanting you to say, you know what? This is who I want to be. This is what, yes, if you want to say, this is what I want to look like. Now, when you say, this is what I want to look like, you be very careful about the numbers you attach to that. Because as you get older, what you think a certain number will look like will not be that number now because of the way you age. Weight looks different on you now at the age of 40, 50 than it did at 20 and 30. Okay, seriously. So you need to understand that. But I want you to create an avatar of your ideal self. Create it in full detail of the person you want to become. Include the traits, the habits, and the behaviors that align with your goals, that align with your values and your morals. Use this avatar as a guide to help you stay on track and make choices that align with your vision. Now, this is what I'm calling your internal vision. What you see for yourself. If you were to ask your spouse or to ask your children, they would create a different avatar and it probably would surprise you. Now, that's a great thing to do, but don't do it now. This is about you. This is about you looking in the mirror and saying, this is who I want to see as my initial reflection. Now, there's a lot more to that story, but we're going to stop there because it can get a little bit crazy. And I'll take you down another rabbit hole. And we'll be here for another 3 hours or more like 3 weeks to go through it all. Hence why I'm writing a book, but we'll leave that for another story. So create this avatar and say, this is where I'm headed. Because then you could be like, oh my gosh, I'm this much closer. If you need to, look at magazine pictures. And I'm not saying look at them for their body type. Please know my heart. Okay, this is not about a physical appearance, but remember, you're speaking to what right now? Through your eyes. So you've got to be able to see and understand what you want to be. Number five, set realistic goals. You've got to set realistic goals that align with your avatar. You can't just say, well, I want to be a size two. I want to look like a Barbie doll. Okay. I don't know what age you are, but it is not good to look like a Barbie doll. That's all I got to say. If you ever know the measurements and how Barbie was created and all this, yeah, we don't need to go down that rabbit hole either. I want you to be realistic about where you are, your body type. Look at your genetics, right? If you have people who are big boned and you're tall and you're bigger too. You're a little more hefty on the hefty side. I'm not saying fluffy. I'm saying hefty as in muscular. Remember, I got Superman calves. Guys are saying, I wish I had those legs. And I'm thinking, I wish I didn't. But you know what? They're my greatest strength. I can keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. They're my powerhouse. Do I really love them? Not really, if I'm honest. But I choose to because they are one of my greatest strengths. But for some of us, right? If you have genetics and you have more bird legs, I'm saying that with the utmost respect, then guess what? You're not going to have Superman calves like mine. It's just not possible, all right? Because we're not going to go into steroids. We're not going to do stupid things, okay? These are realistic goals for what you need for your body. And you want them to align with who you are becoming. So be specific. Create a plan of action for achieving these goals. And this plan should include specific steps you need to take and a timeline for when you want to achieve each goal. Why? Because if not, it's just going to be a dream. And it's just going to be a picture in front of your face. It's not going to change who you are becoming. So it's important. Set those realistic goals. Okay, so think about this. We're at June. There's plenty of time still, yes, to look good. We've got plenty more hot months around the corner. You've got time to lose a dress or two or maybe three dress sizes before you head out to vacation. It just depends on what you're doing, okay? And that is realistic. It is possible. But you have to know your body. You have to work with your body. You have to know yourself and be able to love yourself inside and out where you are so you can become who you are becoming. And finally, number six, hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself accountable for your actions. Check in with your progress regularly and make adjustments as necessary. Now, that doesn't mean you're jumping on the scale looking at the number. No, no, no. Measure yourself and take pictures. Period, end of story. You don't even need a scale. I want you to feel what it's like to fit in your jeans. Not your leggings, because leggings have too much spandex. They're wonderful, but not so much. So get into the pants that are a little bit tighter. Feel what they're like. When you can wash your jeans and be, you know, putting your legs into a freshly washed jeans and you can button them and you're like, wow, I fit. You know what it's like, right? You like those jeans that you put on like two or three times after you've worn them. You're like, oh, it feels so nice. You know what I'm saying? We all do it, right? You're kind of giggling, but it's true, right? Just tell the truth. And so instead of that, then you let what is happening to your body being you wash your jeans, they're freshly washed, put them on and, ooh, they feel so nice, right? That's accountability, my friend. So celebrate your successes and learn from your mistakes because you're going to mess up. You're going to have a cheat day. You're going to want that cheesecake or that root beer float. You're going to want an extra serving of something, chips and salsa. That's all right if you fall off a little bit. But remember, just telling the truth is not always easy, but it is necessary for achieving lasting change. This is about a lifestyle. Right? You're not creating a moment. It's a lifestyle. So instead of looking for an easy fix or a magic solution, which I know if I could wave the magic wand, I would have done so decades ago. And you know what? I would have been a billionaire times, I don't know, 3,000 probably. But you need to start by just telling the truth about your unhealthy habits and why you struggle to overcome them. When you're honest with yourself, my friend, you begin to open the doors to new possibilities, and then you can move forward with clarity. Telling the truth is powerful because it allows you to replace your damaging lies, which there are so many, with constructive solutions. You have a plan now. It's just not about degrading yourself. It's just not about speaking bad words to yourself and saying, I'm just not good enough. Only then can you begin to create the real sustained change that you need to become your best selfie. Create your now. The journey to a healthy life, well, you know, it's not an easy one, but it is possible. So stop looking for an easy way out. Just stop it. Instead, just tell the truth about your unhealthy habits and the reasons why you struggle. When you're honest with yourself, you can start to make real meaningful changes that will help you achieve your goals and become the best version of yourself. Don't be afraid to confront the truth, my friend. It may make you mad at first, but it will ultimately set you free. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.